You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You requested Lynx? Well, listen up. The Lynx new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Lynx program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Lynx bus tracker and the Lynx Paw Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Lynx vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golynx.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back.
Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I'm here with two, and I mean two, beautiful women. Both co-hosts. One is named Lynn Golder. That happens to be my wife. The boss with the hot sauce. And the other is my one to the left, the one and only, beautiful, smart, Sheila Young.
If you say so.
And we are live from Orlando, Florida. And behind the scenes, without him, there is no show. His name is Chris Shaw. The engineer.
Well. I just had to get that Barry White. Was that close enough?
No.
Yeah.
Not even.
So we're live from Orlando, Florida. And don't forget, very important. I keep on talking about it. Always go with plan B if you don't know about it, A. And as Chris was talking about before. If you missed it, well, you have to listen to the show on blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed it, you have to listen to the podcast. But Plan B is very important. It's everything in my life. So when something happens, you can't do your normal thing, what you're going to do, that's where Plan B comes in. So
I didn't realize Chris had such a variety of a background. He really did have Plan A, B, and C.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
When you can't do one, you go to the next.
Yeah.
Too many people sit there and they say, I can't do it. And they sit there and they don't do nothing.
Michael.
What?
Speaking about sitting there doing nothing, why don't we remind people about Polera to do something?
And well, most people do that too. They do nothing, even about
well,
that.
It's time to do something.
We're talking about Polera Navigator, APS, and what that's all about is people that are visually impaired, blind, crossing streets. Now, you have two choices. You can open up your mouth and call your local engineer. You get the engineers usually in City Hall and tell them that you want. What do you want? I'm waiting for someone to say it. I don't hear it. They want the Polera Navigator APS. Now, you can call Polera and ask for the paper. They'll send you a paper to fill out something. Or you can call up your local
traffic engineer.
Traffic in your local city hall. Now, you say, well, why should I do that? Why should I spend my time doing something? Well, I'll tell you why. It's better to get killed. If you are sighted, you might not need that. But if you're visually impaired and blind, well, the bottom line is you might like to cross a street knowing that you're crossing at the right intersection.
Well, it's all audible.
And it's all telling you what to do.
And it tells you what street you're crossing.
Yeah, it tells you what street you're crossing. And it's not costing you a dime. Only thing you have to do is two things. You can call up, which is good. You call up Polera, and Lynn will tell you the phone number to call.
Or you can visit their website.
You can visit Polera's website, and you can ask for a paper to fill out. And they will send you the paper to fill out. You put down your address, where you want that street.
Anywhere in the country.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, yeah, but if
city,
you're calling from Philadelphia,
right,
and you're living on Castor Avenue, you just tell them you want on Castor and Cotman. And I want that fixed, or whatever street you want, a Polera Navigator APS. Or if you're in St. Louis and you want a certain street in St. Louis, same thing. So the point is you have to do something. It won't cost you a dime, and you have to pick up the phone. Now, I know it's a big thing, picking up the phone and doing anything, because you like to sit there and do nothing. But sometimes, well, what can I tell you? You have to get up and do something with
your
life.
Well, Michael, the problem is, and I can hear what some people might be thinking at home,
what?
And I guarantee you that if you go to Polera and you look up their phone number and you call them or call them, it's 903, I don't remember the rest of the number.
It's 366-0300.
I bet if you tell them, I am blind, and if you send me a form, I cannot fill it out. I'll bet you somebody on the other end of that phone will help you fill
Absolutely.
It out. Absolutely. So when you say, call them and have them send you a form, people aren't going to do that, because if you are blind and you live alone, it's not accessible. You can't fill it out.
But you ask other people. That goes back to in the movie that I made in the demo, I talk about, and this I'll be talking about, I do a lot of my motivational speaking or inspirational talk. There's three things I talk about that's changed my life. And I've done this pretty much all my life when I was sighted, and now that I'm blind. You have to be focused. You have to be focused on whatever you want to do. You have to focus. The second thing that's very important, aggressive. And the third, you have to be persistent.
Well,
so the point is, when you call in Polera and you tell them you're blind, and they'll send you the paper, say, pardon me, could you fill this out for me, please? I'm blind. I have nobody to fill it out. Can you please fill it out for me? I'd appreciate it. And then you can send it to me, and then I can hopefully I get someone to sign it,
or
I'll sign it.
Somebody.
I'll get someone to sign it, and then I can send it to wherever you want me to send it to. But the point is, could you help me? Can you tell me what to do? That's being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's being aggressive. Now, in your life, okay, it's always about being aggressive. And I guess you say this way, in my whole life, the point is, it's all about being aggressive. Because if you're not aggressive, and you say, I don't want to be aggressive, I just want to stay here and be shy, and, well, that's wrong, okay? Because you don't get anything by keeping your mouth shut.
Let me give the website. It's just Polara.com, P-O-L-A-R-A, Polara.com.
Give the phone number again.
Yeah, it's 903-366-0300. So, Sheila.
Yes.
We'll change the subject a little bit. You have something to announce, don't you?
Well, I guess if you want me to.
Sort of.
Yeah, for the state of Florida. For the state of Florida.
That's right. Go state of Florida. Go, Sheila.
Well, our president of the Florida Council of the Blind happens to term out this year at our state convention, which is in Jacksonville. So after many days of deep soul searching and deep thinking and talking with my sister and my friends and just trying to really think long and hard, I have decided to throw my hat in the ring for president of the Florida Council of the Blind.
Yay!
Go
speech,
Sheila.
Speech.
No, I don't think so. I don't speech well. That's one thing I told previous presidents. I said, you know, I'm not an eloquent speaker. I'm just me. So,
what are you pledging? I want to know what you're pledging.
What do you mean, what am I pledging?
Well, every president.
Oh, you mean what's her platform? Well,
no, everybody's giving. So you're going to give something? You're going to do something?
I'm not
going
to give anything. I'm going to keep working hard to make Florida
well,
Council of the
yourself.
Blind the best organization I can make it.
There you go.
With everybody's help.
When you're president, you got to give all these things away.
No, we're learning.
You're going to start a new government. You're going to start a new government.
No. No. Wrong.
All right. How about we do the second trivia right now before we go to our next guest? This is yours, Michael. Oh, there we go.
I'm sorry.
It's your right to vote.
Wrong president.
Okay. I got excited.
Can we do Michael's trivia before we go to break?
All right, trivia time, trivia time.
407-894-1680.
This will be an easy one.
Oh, yeah, right.
I know who it is.
Who's singing that song?
Who's singing that song?
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. I'm going to tell a story. After the people guess it, I got to tell a story.
Oh, they're not going to guess this.
Maybe they will. Somebody will.
Actually, she still lives down there.
Pardon me.
Does she?
All right.
Well, they don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, when I saw the word collar, I thought about collard greens.
Yeah, right.
Wrong collar.
It doesn't say D. It says collar.
My bad.
He didn't collar say green. He could spell.
407-894-1680. Who's singing that song?
Oh, we're all thinking about food.
Like I could tell. Y'all should have eaten.
Yeah.
407-894-1680.
Oh, don't tell me somebody knows this.
I'm sure a lot of people know.
I know somebody has to know.
Yeah, a big song. True. And that
she
person,
was a big performer.
Yeah, I tell you a story about it too. It's funny.
We just got a message on the phone. Thanks for your show. The talk is great and the music is fine. Thank you, Wesley and Carol.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Who is it?
Who is it?
I don't know. He's talking to them.
I know.
407-894-1680. We've got a caller
who
thinks
she knows.
Show is going so fast. Who is it?
I knew who it was the second it started.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I used to lip sync.
You were just a wee little girl.
Don't say it.
She was one that I used to lip sync to during talent shows.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to say her name.
You know, American Idol is back tonight. Tonight at 9 o'clock.
I don't watch that. You and Nancy watch all that.
My show.
Somebody on the line?
Yeah, he's got to type it in now. And we'll see who it is.
Let's see who it is.
Yeah. Brent? Oh, my goodness. All the people that I always want to call in are calling tonight.
Aww.
Brent from Hanford, California.
Wow.
Brent from California.
He's another loyal listener. Hi, Brent.
Hi, how's everybody?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine as frog hair.
That's funny.
That goes along with the collard greens, right?
that sounds good, too. Yes. And the lima beans and cornbread.
There you go. I had cornbread the other night.
So oh, that's good.
Who's singing that song?
So who do you think is singing a song?
Was it Connie Francis?
Yay!
100% right. Connie Francis, lipstick on the
collar. Oh, praise the Lord. I was hoping I would get it right.
You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, I will appreciate that so much. We have a new one here.
Okay.
And, well, so that's going to be really nice. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
Now listen
to
the story.
I'm going
to tell
calling.
The story real fast. Yep.
Well, you two, now I want to wish you folks all the best.
Thank you. And
thank
call
you,
in
Brett.
Again. I believe we're going to break. Oh, tell him to hold on. Oh, yes. We need your address, so hold on, okay, Brent?
Yeah, don't go away.
Sure. Hold on, Miss Lynn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much. Congratulations.
That's from California.
Bye. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
And keep Brent on. Is another loyal listener. And
I got to tell you a real fast story.
You have to wait till the break.
And then our guest is calling it. Your timing is off, Michael.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. before we turn it over to our guest, I got to tell you a real fast story. I'll tell you after when. Real fast story about Connie Francis. Got to tell you this. It'll be very funny. You'll get a kick out of it. But first, we're going to hear from Cheryl Spencer from Jacksonville about her guide horse, Confetti.
Hi, Cheryl.
You there?
Yes. Hi.
How you doing?
Welcome.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
We'll meet Michael and Sheila.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
And Chris.
Hi. Nice to meet all of you.
Thank you so much
and
for calling
Confetti?
In.
And where's Confetti? I want to talk to him. Oh, it's a her.
Oh, that, I now know.
So now I didn't know whether it's a him or her.
It's a her.
Okay. It's
hi,
her.
Confetti. I
she's
hear
outside
her.
Of
what?
I heard her.
She's actually currently outside.
Oh, she's outside.
She's outside.
Oh, I thought I heard her.
No, no.
Oh, that's Chris.
Oh, Christopher.
That's our Chris, our producer.
Aye.
So Cheryl, tell us a little bit about yourself and then we'll ask you some questions about guide horses, which we know nothing about.
Well, I don't know how much history you want. I'm originally from Texas and my dad was in the Army, so we moved around quite a bit. I didn't lose my sight until I was between 14 and 16 years old. Graduated from the Alabama School for the Blind and moved to Jacksonville in 1977, entered a darkroom technician program, and was a darkroom technician in the hospital for 8.5 years. And me and 200 other people were laid off, so I had to rethink my career choices. So I ended up in Daytona rehab and took computer training. And in the meantime, in between the time I was working, I met my husband on a bulletin board. And he lives in Massachusetts. I live here. We met and were married 10 months to the day after we met.
Wow. That was
we're great. Married to 24 and a half years, and sadly, I lost him 4 years ago. I am now employed as a reservationist for a paratransit company here in Jacksonville.
Good for you.
And I've been doing this for 26 years.
Well, it sounds like you do exactly what Michael always talks about. If something falls apart, you just move on to plan B. And that's what you did.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I hope the people out there are listening, right, Michael? To two of our guests tonight both did that. When A didn't work, they went to B.
Plan B.
So, Cheryl, what made you... I met you several years ago when we had the state convention for the Florida Council in Jacksonville. But it was several years ago, so you probably don't remember. But what made you decide to go with a guide horse compared to a guide dog?
Well, I got my first guide dog in 1979 from Leader Dogs. He was beautiful German Shepherd. And she was, you know, we were a team. We went everywhere together. We were just an unbeatable force. And shortly after I got married, I guess I was married for 3 years when she, 14 and a half, I had to make the decision to let her go.
Mm.
And I thought, I can't do this again.
Mm-hmm. And horses live.
My team skills were not the greatest. So, and I have a hearing disability. I'm totally blind in my right ear. So it made crossing streets rather challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I had to face the fact that I really needed to get another guide. So in 93, Yalta became my second guide. And I got her from Southeastern, and she also, absolutely beautiful dog. I mean, she was my heart. She was nothing but love. And so when she was 8, she started having mobility issues. And I thought, oh, my God, I really can't do this again. I just can't do this. I can't go through another heartbreak like this. So I just said, I don't care, you know, I'm not getting another dog. So when Delta was 10, my sister sent me an article about miniature horses being trained as guides for the blind. And what really struck me was the fact that these little horses lived to be 35, 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, that's it. With a guy with that kind of lifespan, it won't be, you know, I won't have to get another guide after that. He'll be my guide for life. And that's really the main issue.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason.
And when you got her, was she already trained? Or how long does it take to train a guide horse?
Well, getting the guide horse is not exactly the easiest thing that you can do. Well, I applied with the Guide Horse Foundation to begin with. Mm-hmm. And actually, me and my husband, Chris, went up to the Guide Horse Foundation in Cabral, North Carolina, spent the weekend up there, and actually got to see the Cuddles, their guide horse, that they were training in action. I got to walk with another one of their little horses, and just fell in love. And on the way, when we were getting ready to leave, they informed us that I was number 74 on the list to get a guide horse from them. And so I thought, 74? They only train 2 horses a year. I'll never get a guide horse. And my husband said, well, you know, are there any alternatives? And they said, well, Cheryl's already had 2 guide dogs. She already knows what the horse needs to know. If you can find a professional trainer, we will help you with the horse. Speaking of, I'm ready. So we came back to Jacksonville for everything, thinking, yeah, we're going to find a trainer. Well, it wasn't that easy. It took us almost a year to find a trainer, and I was just about to give up. So one day at work, Chris called me up and told me I found a trainer. And I was like, all right. So we called Guide Horse Foundation, and so we've got a trainer. And they said, well, I'm sorry, we don't have a horse. Mm. So we had to, you know, we went on the website and looked up miniature horse ranches and within driving area of us, and sent out an email looking for a miniature horse 26 inches or less to be trained as a guide for the blind. And we only got 2 responses back, and one was not even a viable response, and the other one was saying, you know, I think I have a horse that fits exactly what you're looking for. She's, you know, so all about confetti, and that she's 27 inches tall, not 26. And I ran around saying, what's an inch? What's an inch? I was so excited. And then she let us know that, well, the horse is $3,000. I said, oh, my gosh, I didn't have $3,000. So I contacted the National Federation for the Blind, the Lions Club, and the Jacksonville Federation of the Blind, looking for assistance. Well, no help for NFP or the Lions Club.
I'm surprised.
But Barbara Brown was the president of the Jacksonville Council of the Blind at the time. And bless her heart, she said, if you can get them to donate confetti to the club to be trained for you, we'll give them a tax donation of $3,000. So armed with that, we went down and met confetti. She passed all the tests and is so intelligent. So we got down to the negotiation. And they said, well, we really need the money. But, and so we had like an email back and forth, so for 3 or 4 days, it was pretty tense. So she finally said, okay, I'll donate her. So that's how confetti came to be with me. She was 14 months old.
Oh, wow.
It was July 13th when I got her, and she was bred in Christmas, Florida.
Christmas, Florida.
Our Christmas in July.
That's
so a lot had to happen to make her happen. So we had a lot of obstacles. The trainer that we had donated her time as community service. So that was really good. She did her basic training. And
well, give us
an
idea.
I work with her twice a week.
Cheryl?
And, yes?
Give us an idea. What was her training? I mean, give us
a... Well, a horse trainer trains the horse to do the same thing that the dogs do. I gave her a list of commands that I wanted confetti to do, like walk in a straight line, stop at curves, obstacle avoidance, and so she walked on, you know, where a guide dog, you give the command forward, her command is just walk. She does know left, right. She knows stand. She knows up. And she knows follow. I'm totally blind, so follow is my favorite command.
Are you saying follow? She knows follow?
Follow, mm-hmm. Yeah. She follows whoever I'm with.
All right, I got another couple questions to
ask
you
now. That's amazing, isn't it, Michael?
Mm-hmm. On a dog, especially like ours, we have two dogs. When they want to go out to mate, they'll tell us. How does a horse tell you that they have to go out and mate?
She nudges me. There's certain ways she nudges me.
Oh, that's great.
And when I'm home, she has total access to the outdoors. She can get out on her own. When I'm not home, she's usually in the backyard or with me. And if I'm in public and she gives me the sign, I make sure she goes out regularly and does, you know, take the opportunity. But there are certain things that she will not do in grass. For those occasions, I have I've invented a rig that I can attach to her. Mm-hmm. And she will leave into a bag,
yeah.
And which makes it very convenient for me to take it and dispose of it.
Interesting.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
She's 26 inches. That's 27 inches. Our dogs are only 14 inches high. Yeah. So really, 14. That's, yeah.
She was 14 months old when I got her, so mm-hmm. She grew a little bit. So now she's like 29 and a quarter. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know at the time they grow until they're 5 years old.
But
she didn't grow a lot. I'm grateful for that.
Now, are they still training horses?
Guide Horse Foundation, I do not know. Obtaining a guide horse is very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read on their website, it said that they at this time they were not accepting any applications. I guess they were just, you know, too many people trying to get one and they just couldn't provide.
Hmm.
Well, I did it the hard way. I mean, I got my own trainer. And I had a lot to do with her training. I did her restaurant training. My husband house trained her. And she's pretty amazing.
Will they let her go in a restaurant?
They have to. She's just like a guide dog.
You know, we thought, in the beginning, we talked about we need to be prepared for a lot of access denied type. You know, you can't come in here, you know, that type of attitude. We got just the opposite. People were overjoyed, thrilled, amazed.
Cheryl, pardon me. We're going to break now. We'd like to talk to you more. Would you mind holding during the break?
Sure.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay right there for Blind and Beyond.
Yeah.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com. Quack, quack.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We're talking to Miss Spencer, Cheryl Spencer.
And if anybody has any questions for Cheryl, please call in, 407-894-1680.
Yeah, if you have any questions.
Call now, though.
Yeah, call now, 407-894-1680. If you have any questions for Miss Spencer, call now.
Cheryl, this is Sheila again, and I have a question. Hey. How difficult is it to take confetti on a plane?
I took her on a plane in 2004, and at first, I didn't know if they were going to let her on the plane, because they kept going over to us, and over to the computer, and over to us, and
over to the computer,
and they said, where are your papers, and I said, what papers? So, they did let us on because we were headed to Boston for my husband's daughter's graduation. I said, they didn't let us on that plane. So anyway, we got on the plane, put her in the bulkhead right in front of my husband and me. She stood quietly and entertained the entire plane. And when we got off in Atlanta, we had a crowd following us into the smoking area where my husband was smoking. So
that must have been difficult because
access issues.
Does she? I know with the guide dogs, a lot of them have the sign on them that say, you know, I'm working. Please do not pet. Does confetti wear something like that?
Well, with the guide dogs, they're distracted by people petting them. Horses do not actually like to be touched like that.
Oh.
So that's never been an issue. So a lot of people just kind of want to touch her head or just touch her, and then, like, 2 seconds, I was, thank you, you know, or they take a picture or whatever. But she does draw a crowd wherever we go, so it makes it difficult to navigate when it's just me now, because my husband used to run interference for me, you know, and let me work, and now I have people chasing me down the aisle. Ma'am, can I fix the horse? Can I take a picture? You know, that type of thing. And, you know, if it's a child, I will always stop. But if it's an adult and they want to take a picture, I say, well, you can follow me and just take a picture whenever I stop.
So how old is she now?
She will be 17 in May.
Wow. So you don't go to many, you don't take her to many conventions and stuff because of the...
I try to. I think it was 3 years ago I tried to take her to... I took her to Asia.
Yeah, we saw you there.
And then I took her to a convention, I think it was the NFB convention. And I stepped 2 feet inside the door. And we were across it. We had a crowd around us, and she did not. I mean, by the end of the day, she was pulling me so hard to get out of there.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I don't want to put her through it, and I don't want to put me through it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Chris, you want a job being her bodyguard?
You know, I don't mind. I'm always a great bodyguard. I can keep anybody off you. You just say the word, I go.
So what is your advice, Cheryl, for somebody who is thinking, well, they might would like to have a guide horse?
Well, you got to keep in mind that they live an awful long time. So 35, 40 years is a very long time. So if you have some reason, like if you have an allergy to dogs or you just like horses, it's not impossible. I mean, but you have to take into account the trainer has to be professionally certified. You don't want to put the training into an amateur's hand. And it can be very expensive. The training is very expensive. And then, you know, it's just, you have to take into account your living environment and things like that. I mean, I have just was lucky enough to have a house where I had a fenced in front yard and a backyard to begin with. So I had to make very little modifications to have her here. So very fortunate.
You are very fortunate to have her.
Well, and it must be difficult to not feel comfortable taking her out and about on your own. That must be...
Well, because you get distracted. And if I'm with a couple of friends, I will go. Because I've got a friend that, you know, kind of will run interference for me. And I still have my van where I can just load her up and go. If we want to just go. Because she does need to work once in a while.
Right.
Although she works just fine. And when I go to the doctor, that is the one place that I don't have a problem, because they will not bother me there.
Well, we are so glad that you called in. This has been very informative,
very interesting.
We're all riveted. We're just listening.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here amazed.
I forget to mention that one of the things that I'm involved with now in my life is I write for a newsletter called The Blind Perspective.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that. Yes.
And it's an online newsletter, so if anybody's interested, they can go to theblindperspective.com and subscribe and read my Spencer Spotlight.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you for telling us that. I'll have to look it up.
And I will add that to the resources on our website, okay? Theblindperspective.com. And you said there's a website, so I will have the link to the website.
Wonderful. That sounds great.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming on board. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
And spread the word about the show, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Oh, I already have.
All right.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Up there in Jacksonville. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Good luck to you, Sheila, on your visit to the president.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. If you're in Jacksonville, look me up.
I will.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
So that was Cheryl Spencer.
That's right.
And she has a guide horse. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
A miniature guide horse.
Learned about horticulture tonight and horses, and that's so cool.
So I'm going to go back and tell
you. Lions and tigers and bears.
I'm going to go back and tell you
a little story. Connie Francis' story.
So I'll tell you about Connie Francis when we played her song before. We had a rock and roll show, and I was sighted back in 1996 or 8, Lynn?
8.
8, 1998.
It's January 1998.
Big rock and roll show. We had the Skyliners, the Chiffons, Lloyd Price, Gary U.S. Bonds, the Dells, the Jive Five. And I wanted Connie Francis, because Connie Francis, by the way, lives around the corner from the terrible school incident. Mm-hmm. She lives in Parkland, right. Connie Francis. She moved from Long Island to Parkland. And she lives around the corner from the school in question, the high school, Douglas. So when we called her agent to have her on the show, I figured, well, she only has to travel like 5 miles. And the agent said, how long do you want her? I said, well, there's 4 shows. There's 2 shows on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. He said, okay, that's $200,000. So what Sheila just did, I did too. I laughed. I said, okay, now that you told me a joke, okay, so how much is it? He says, $200,000. I said, sir, we're only talking 5 miles from our house, and she hasn't appeared in a while.
Was that the Sunrise Musical Theater?
Yeah, so I said, this was, like Lynn just said, Sunrise Musical Theater. Now, you have to put this in perspective. The Skyliners were costing us $3,500. The Dells, which is a big act at that time, they had Stagger Lee and personality. They were costing us $5,000. Gary U.S. Bonds, I think he was $5,000. Oh, and the Dells, I think, was the most. That was $7,500. And if I wanted to get people like Smokey Robinson, the Miracles, Smokey wanted $75,000. And Edith Tina Turner in those days, she wanted $50,000. Connie France was $200,000. I thought that was a joke. So I said to the guy, I said, look, if she would like to make $10,000, $5,000 each day, I'm in. So he laughed and said, no, it's $200,000. I said, okay. Well, we're not interested.
So that's why we didn't have Connie France.
So that's how we didn't have Connie France to our show.
Understandable.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
All right. Yep. So, are we finished with the story?
Well, I was just telling the people about Connie Francis.
Yeah, no, because I have
very independent woman.
A PSA for that Sheila asked me to read.
Yes, go read it.
Yeah. So, for those of you who are live in the Tampa Bay area, Sheila sent me some information, and I'll see if I can do this without screwing this up. research. I'll just read it with Debbie. And by the way, who is
Debbie Grubb?
Yes,
is
FCB, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Debbie Grubb sent this to Sheila, now, and Sheila sent it to me. So researchers at Western Michigan University are looking for some volunteers to take part as participants in a study about guidance surfaces at crossing places. And they're looking for experienced travelers who can use a long cane to travel and who wouldn't mind taking maybe an hour and a half out of their schedule to help them out. And the topic of the research is how certain guidance surfaces and the way they are oriented impacts the mobility of people who are blind. So if you'd like to take part in the study, you would be asked to find and align to 6 roadway crossing situations, 3 with tactile guidance surfaces installed and 3 without. And hold on, I'm going to turn the page.
That would be scary.
Yeah, you will approach each crossing situation from 2 directions for a total of 12 trials. Participation would involve about 1.5 hours of your time and take place at selected sites in Sarasota. And they will reimburse you for transportation to and from the study sites. And the data collection is currently planned to take place during the day on March 17th, which is this Saturday. Oh no, from March 17th to the 23rd. So Saturday through sometime
for
next week.
For the whole week, yeah.
So if you would like to participate, please contact Maddie Spencer. How do you like that? Another Spencer today. At the Lighthouse of Minnesota. So the phone number is 630-536-7197. I'll read it again in case you're taping this on your Victor Reader. 630-536-7197. Or just email Maddie.Spencer. And Maddie is M-A-D-D-Y. Maddie.Spencer@lighthouseofminnesota.org. And you will be compensated for your time.
Oh, I got it.
And what they might find out in this survey mm-hmm. or experience mm-hmm. is that this intersection that they're crossing doesn't have a Polaris sign, APS, and maybe they can...
Good point, Sheila. Good
you know,
point.
Maybe they can suggest to their traffic engineer that, hey, this isn't a safe intersection, and we'd like to see this variegated crossing plus we'd like to have an APS put in.
I said that to Michael when we were driving here. I said it could be in conjunction with.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
than, you know, the better, the more...
The safer, the better.
Right. Yeah. The more tools that they have, the safer it is. Yep.
All right. I just thought of something very important.
He's thinking.
Yes. But this is very... This is.
Actually, I think we're going to break, Michael.
Every time I want to say something, we're going to break.
Chris, am I right? There it is.
When I come back, I got to ask your help.
That's so funny.
Okay. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I got to ask a question. Don't go away now. I need your help.
Tonight, that's just the way it works.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com. Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PawPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is a... I was going to say my name, but it's a conspiracy here.
We don't have time for your name.
Go on, listen, listen. All kidding aside, I need your help. Here's the story, real fast. If somebody can help me, I'd appreciate it. I went dancing 2 weeks ago at my daughter's wedding. Now, the story is I was using things I shouldn't have used. It's called my legs. And what happened was...
They used to call you rubber legs.
Yeah, they used to call me rubber legs.
Well, not anymore.
Anyway, my... What's the nerve in your rear end?
Sciatic.
Sciatic nerve.
Yeah.
Now, right now, I've got a heating pad. I'm sitting here with a...
A sticky pad
on there. It's hot. Does anybody have any good suggestions how to get rid of this thing? Because I can, if I'm sitting in the car, I get spasms
up
the yin-yang.
Well, maybe they could email you if it...
And bottom line, I have to lay on my stomach all the time because if I sit, forget it. And I'm trying to get rid of this nonsense.
It usually lasts a few weeks.
Anyway, does anybody have any suggestions how to get rid of this thing? 407-894-1680. I'd appreciate anybody calling up and let me know how to get rid of this thing.
Well, you know, we could cut your leg off.
That's something I would say.
Yeah, she's been hanging around you too long.
You've been hanging around me too long, Sheila. 407-894-1680. Anybody have any suggestions? I certainly would appreciate it. No, I like to keep my leg. Thank you. Okay. And it's not my leg.
I know where it is. I have the same problem.
It's in my rear.
I have the same thing.
Yeah, and it doesn't go away right away.
No.
So anyway... Anybody want to call or write to me, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Certainly would appreciate it.
I want to say thank you to everyone that supported the Sight and Soul Walk for Lighthouse of Central Florida. It was a huge success, and they met their goal, and our team went over our goal. So as an afterthought, I wasn't here last week, and the walk was last Saturday. But I just want to thank everybody for their
support. And I want to thank Metro Diner. I want to thank Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, the bite I got of the sandwich was good.
They went fast.
They went very fast.
Well, now you got to go over there at Metro Diner and eat.
Exactly.
And Sonny's Barbecue.
Just get the whole sandwich.
Get the whole sandwich.
Different food.
Yeah.
So don't forget to... I would like to get your opinions about the YouTube. If you take a look at it, let you know what you think about my...
Your demo.
The demo
They
tape.
Call it a demo reel. I don't know
it's
why they
there.
Call
it's
it a reel.
It's 6 minutes long.
Because nobody let uses a reel anymore.
Well, yeah, but
it's just the lingo.
Yeah, it's the lingo.
They're looking up and say Michael Golder?
There's different... Yeah, they'll do Michael Golder radio show host, and then I think it even says Michael Golder blind radio show host.
Oh,
Michael Golder talk radio. There's just... Play around with it and you'll find it. But I didn't have any... You didn't have any problem finding it, did you, Chris?
No, not at all.
Well, he's cited. What about
no, I mean, what did you
I'll
just
let
type
you
in
know.
Michael Golder? What did you do?
Yeah, you just type in Michael Golder or Mike Demo Reel. And
well, they wouldn't know Demo Reel, though. Oh,
okay.
You're telling them Demo Reel, so
yeah.
They would find it. Oh, yeah, maybe.
I'll look it up.
So next week, Michael, it's just...
I'm telling a story. If you listen to it,
again?
I'm telling a story
yeah.
about Plan B. And
We're
I'm
going
telling
to break.
A story about meeting Stevie Wonder. you're funny now.
Told you.
Oh, hear the music.
Told you.
That's the music. End of the show.
Yeah.
Thanks for...
We'll be
Sheila,
here next week.
Thanks. It's been real.
Oh, thank you.
Chris Shaw, great.
Yes, sir.
And Lynn.
And Michael.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Lynn. Great show tonight. Really was. Thank you to Chris Sacca. Thank you to Cheryl Spencer. And it just was a great show. Thanks,
Stay
Sheila
well,
Chris.
You're
welcome.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you next
Good
week.
Good night,
Bye-bye.
Everyone.